Let Putin bleed, taunts the Council on Foreign Relations, hoping Putin gets sucked into a quagmire in Syria. But Putin's already accomplished in one day what America couldn't do in a year. Taking out the ISIS command center in Raqqa, well, America just blows up desert sand. Putin's strategy is clear. Wipe out ISIS and secure a stable Damascus. He's only just begun.
On Wednesday afternoon, the Russian Air Force began to conduct air raids against the Islamic rebels of Jabhat al-Nusra inside the Lakatia and Hama governance in the western part of Syria. These provinces would reportedly be the primary target for the Russian Air Force and the Syrian Arab Army. According to scrappy reports, the Russian Air Force targeted the areas of al-Latamina, Kafzita, the Jabal Azawit, Kasab, and Diyahana. At the moment, airstrikes are aimed on the Syrian branch of Al-Qaeda. However, it's clear that the ISIS positions inside eastern Syria will be targeted in the nearest future. Earlier, South Front Analysis and Intelligence reported that Russia, Iran, Iraq, and Syria have made an agreement to set in Baghdad a joint information center to coordinate their operations against ISIS.
And Putin's strategy is gaining wide consent.
On a quand même appris hier à propos de Bachar el-Assad que la justice française ouvre une enquête préliminaire pour crimes contre l'humanité, enlèvement et torture.
Par hasard, tiens, ça intervient juste au moment.
C'est un dossier qui date de septembre, non, en fait, écoutez, qui est basé sur 55 000 clichés pris par un ancien agent syrien.
Écoutez, je pense qu'il faut être sérieux. Il y a là une opération qui consiste à tenter d'empêcher que la Russie prenne la tête de cette coalition, prenne une sorte de pôle position en matière diplomatique. Et tout est
c'est
fait pour cela.
C'est ce que vous
cela.
Souhaitez, vous, la pôle position de la Russie. On a vu que depuis hier, on se demande
monsieur,
où ils ont tapé.
Voulu que ce soit la France. J'aurais voulu que ce soit la France. Mais le problème, c'est que la France est le laquais des Américains en toutes circonstances.
But Putin's no lackey. He nails America to the wall.
Однако, похоже, никто не учится на чужих ошибках, а только повторяет их. И экспорт революции, теперь уже так называемых демократических, продолжается. Достаточно посмотреть на ситуацию на Ближнем Востоке и в Северной Африке, о чем говорил предыдущий выступающий. Конечно, политические, социальные проблемы в этом регионе назревали давно, и люди там, конечно, хотели перемен. Но что получилось на деле? Агрессивное внешнее вмешательство привело к тому, что вместо реформ государственные институты, да и сам уклад жизни, были просто бесцеремонно разрушены. Вместо торжества демократии и прогресса – насилие, нищета, социальная катастрофа. А права человека, включая и право на жизнь, ни во что не ставятся.
And that's what America, under the power of the Jewish lobby, has been doing in Syria. But Putin poses a question that will go down in history.
Так и хочется спросить тех, кто создал такую ситуацию. Вы хоть понимаете теперь, чего вы натворили?
America realizes it, but couldn't care less. To destroy the Syrian government, a bulwark against the sprawling Zionist beast, even if using terrorists does the job, is the Zionist aim.
ما نتحدث عن هذه الدول فنحن نتحدث عن منظومة كاملة نحن نسميها كمصطلح الدول الغربية. وهذه الدول الغربية لها سيد واحد هو الولايات المتحدة. كل هذه الدول تتصرف بما يأمرها المايسترو.
هل هذا يعني أنكم تعلمون بشكل خاص ماذا يريد الغربيون من سوريا؟
يريدون تغيير الدولة. يريدون إضعاف الدولة وإضعاف سوريا. ويريدون إيجاد مجموعة دول ضعيفة تلتهي بأمورها اليومية بمشاكلها بخلافاتها الداخلية ولا يكون لديها وقت لا للتطور لا لدعم القضايا الوطنية في منطقتنا أو القضايا القومية وفي مقدمتها القضية الفلسطينية وبنفس الوقت ضمان أمن إسرائيل هذه الأهداف أهداف دائمة ليست أهداف جديدة ولكن تتغير الوسائل للتعامل معها من وقت لآخر.
Another war for the Jews is what Syria is all about. But Putin says, "Nyet." By bolstering the Syrian army with airstrikes, S-300s, and intelligence, he's putting the brakes on Israel's master plan. Trump likes what Putin's doing, too.
What do you think Putin is up to in the Middle East? He's moving planes, he's moving advisors into Syria. What is he up to?
Well, we spent $2 trillion, thousands of lives, wounded warriors all over, and Putin is now taking over what we started.
and he's going into Syria, and he frankly wants to fight ISIS, and I think that's a wonderful thing. You know, I said that a year ago, and everybody said, oh, that's terrible. If he wants to fight ISIS, let him fight ISIS. Why do we always have to do everything? But he wants to go in, he wants to fight ISIS. Now, he wants to keep, as you know, he wants to keep your leadership, your current leadership, Assad, in Syria. Personally, I've been looking at the different players, and I've been watching Assad, and I've been pretty good at this stuff over the years, because deals are people. And I'm looking at Assad and saying, maybe he's better than the kind of people that we're supposed to be backing.
But what's the downside of Putin fighting
ISIS?
We
don't know.
What's the downside of Putin fighting ISIS?
I say there's very little downside with Putin fighting ISIS, and Putin wants to keep ISIS out of Russia.
Right. But the axis of resistance against Zionist hegemony, Syria, Iran, Lebanon, Egypt too, wants Russia to stay. For once Putin knocks out ISIS in short order, he'll send in his diplomatic corps, and it's a whole new ballgame in the Middle East. It's a new global game as well. The future belongs to Russia, and America's dying empire has no clothes.